The Lives of the 12 Caesars. Caligula by Suetonius. Germanicus, the father of Caius Caesar, and son of Drusus and the younger Antonia, was, after his adoption by Tiberius, his uncle, preferred to the quaestorship 5 years before he had attained the legal age, and immediately upon the expiration of that office, to the consulship. Having been sent to the army in Germany, he restored order among the legions, who, upon the news of Augustus's death, obstinately refused to acknowledge Tiberius as emperor, and offered to place him at the head of state. In which affair it is difficult to say whether his regard to filial duty or the firmness of his resolution was most conspicuous. Soon afterwards he defeated the enemy, and obtained the honours of a triumph. Being then made consul for the second time, before he could enter upon his office, he was obliged to set out suddenly for the east, where, after he had conquered the king of Armenia and reduced Cappadocia into the form of a province, he died in Antioch of a lingering distemper, in the 34th year of his age, not without the suspicion of being poisoned. For, besides the livid spots which appeared all over his body, and a foaming at the mouth, when his corpse was burnt, the heart was found entire among the bones. Its nature being such, as it is supposed, that when tainted by poison, it is indestructible by fire. It was a prevailing opinion that he was taken off by the contrivance of Tiberius, and through the means of Cnaeus Piso. This person, who was about the same time prefect of Syria, and made no secret of his position being such, that he must either offend the father or the son, loaded Germanicus, even during his sickness, with the most unbounded and scurrilous abuse, both by word and deed. For which, upon his return to Rome, he narrowly escaped being torn to pieces by the people, and was condemned to death by the Senate. It is generally agreed that Germanicus possessed all the noblest endowments of body and mind in a higher degree than had ever befallen to the lot of any man. A handsome person, extraordinary courage, great proficiency in eloquence and other branches of learning, both Greek and Roman. Besides a singular humanity and a behaviour so engaging as to captivate the affections of all about him. The slenderness of his legs did not correspond with the symmetry and beauty of his person in other respects, but this defect was at length corrected by his habit of riding after meals. In battle he often engaged and slew an enemy in single combat. He pleaded causes, even after he had the honour of a triumph. Among other fruits of his studies, he left behind some Greek comedies. Both at home and abroad, he always conducted himself in a manner the most unassuming. On entering any free and confederate town, he would be attended by his lictors. Whenever he heard, in his travels, of the tombs of illustrious men, he made offerings over them to the infernal deities. He gave a common grave, under a mound of earth, to the scattered relics of the legionaries slain under Varus, and was the first to put his hand to the work of collecting and bringing them to the place of burial. He was so extremely mild and gentle to his enemies, whoever they were, or on what account soever they bore him enmity, that although Piso rescinded his decrees, and for a long time severely harassed his dependents, he never showed the smallest resentment, until he found himself attacked by magical charms and imprecations. And even then the only steps he took was to renounce all friendship with him, according to ancient custom, and to exhort his servants to avenge his death, if anything untoward should befall him. He reaped the fruit of his noble qualities in abundance, being so much esteemed.